Can I say something? I have the voice of every partner in my head right now saying, we're talking healthy masturbation. That does not feel safe for me, for my relationship. You know, sexuality is what betrayed me, you know, whether it was porn use or acting outside the relationship, whatever it was, that feels really scary to now talk about. Wait, this, my addicted spouse may be considering masturbating in a new way. That doesn't feel safe.
Right.
So what do we do with that?
Right.
That's an important thing, right?
Well, and because as we said earlier, that masturbation can definitely be to be pulling away and out of the relationship. A person can be anxious or depressed and not sharing that with their partner and trying to medicate with masturbation. So, and that is destructive to the relationship as well. So I think the conversation is, first of all, why? Like, under what circumstances am I inclined to be thinking about masturbating? So I think that's where the conversation has to start. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's also a thing about, is this something that we agreed to do? I mean, is this, you know, this is where it gets a little sticky, because it's an individual sexual behavior. And at the same time, it's a part of your sexual relationship.
Yeah.
So, like, I think about a person that I know who was opening up to healthy masturbation for themselves, and their partner knew, and the partner at some point came to them and said, "Hey, I just want you to know that I know when you do that, I can tell, and it feels like you've had sex with someone else other than me," which you've had sex with yourself. And my reaction is I pull away. Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling you what to do and that you can't or can't do this. I just want you to know what my experience is. And that was really powerful. And I appreciated the way that person brought it to this person. The partner brought it to this person, because it wasn't saying, "I'm going to step in and control your individual sexuality and your sexual behaviors, but I'm letting you know how it's impacting our sexual relationship and our relationship in general." And it gets a little sticky with masturbation, because it's an individual sexual behavior. And so it's an individual choice to some extent, but it also has an impact on the relationship and the sexual relationship. And so it's also a couple's conversation to have.
I think it is. I do agree. It's an individual behavior, and who knows? I mean, maybe prior to, usually our couples have there's been betrayal, there's been secrets, these behaviors have been secretive. So to me, sexual behaviors become inherently less safe. Any behavior, whether mm-hmm. healthy or not, like, there's a relational component. I don't think we can deny that. So I do agree that if someone's partnered, I personally think we have to include the partner in a plan. And I think, and I personally also agree, having you know, therapist or sponsor or coach mm-hmm. or other people, having your team a part of this to say, "Hey, yeah, I think you're lying to yourself. I think you're deceiving yourself about your readiness. Sounds like you're really trying to, you know, pull something. You're not quite ready. It doesn't seem like you're ready. These mm-hmm. reasons." So having those good, safe people that can speak into your life, I think, is vital too.